Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got an excited locker room in there. I talked to our guys last night just about visualizing that we would win this game, and talked about the celebration we were going to have after the game. Just proud of our kids bouncing back. That's a good football team in that other locker room over there. And our guys went out and executed like we needed to. It comes down to a game of execution. I thought coaches did a great job. Players did a great job in all three phases. It was not my intention to mislead you guys as far as the quarterback goes, but I did, what I felt like was the best thing for our football team. My job is to protect our team. My job is to protect our kids and give us the best chance to win. And that's what I did. So it was not to mislead you, but I wanted, to eliminate distractions during the week. Didn't need that. We needed to focus on what we needed to do, and I think we accomplished that. So, questions.
When did you decide to go with Mason, and how do you think he performed today, obviously?
Earlier in the week, and I think you did a heck of a job. We got the ball out, and we moved the sticks, and we got 40 minutes of time possession. I don't know how many three and outs we had, but we moved the ball. We had the ball in our possession. Thought he delivered the ball. He made good decisions. And again, biggest thing is we didn't turn the ball over. And when you don't turn the ball over, you got a chance to win football games. I mean, a week ago, we're -5 with two special teams mistakes and interceptions. So, when you have the ball in your possession, you can get first downs. You move the sticks. You keep the defense off the field. And our offense should be exhausted because they were on the field for 40 minutes. And our defense got a little break because the last 2 weeks, they've been, in the 90s. And I don't know how many plays we run today. I didn't look at it, but I'm just happy for our kids. I'm happy for our program. Hail to Pitt and hail to our heroes.
And obviously, you recruited Mason for a reason, but what we just saw out there today, have you and your staff been seeing this throughout the summer, throughout the first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, we've got confidence. I told you guys back in late August and so forth. That we've got confidence in all three of our quarterbacks. We've got great confidence in Eli. I love him to death. He's like a son, like they all are. And, I got confidence in Cole as well. We got, confidence, but, Mason, again, week by week, you just saw improvement with limited reps, but you saw him, getting the ball out of his hand and knowing where to go with it. He prepared his tail off. I think he was in the office at 8 o'clock on Monday. And I think he was there till 6:30. I don't know if he went to any classes, but he knew what he was doing out there, and he was prepared, and appreciate that.
How did you make the decision to go with Mason over Cole? Mason was the third stringer on the depth chart.
Just coach's decision, just looking at what gives us the best chance to win.
How do you get the offensive line today, especially Kendall Stanley coming in at left guard later on?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did well. I mean, you had, first start for Coretta, playing the whole game. I thought they did a nice job. We were able to run the ball effectively. I'm sure we're about 50-50 run pass, which is what we were just about a week ago. At least we were in the 50s. We moved the sticks and we put ourselves in good, down and distance. We didn't get behind the sticks except for first down and 35 after, a celebration that wasn't a celebration, and that drives me nuts. Let kids, celebrate all the time, and then, what is overly celebrating? Hand the ball to the officials is, my old school method. And, but besides that, we were ahead of the sticks, and it, makes it easy to call plays and to execute even better.
You
You said on Thursday that if you held Lonergan to under 250 yards passing, he'd be happy. I think he only had 89 today. What did you like from your pass defense?
They did a nice job. I mean, you know, they changed some things up too. So our kids did a great job. You know, Bates and the defense staff did an incredible job. I mean, they had about 200 yards, most of them in mop-up duties against our third group there in the back end. You know, overall, I think they did an incredible job. Corey Sanders, Archie Collins, you know, Ryan Manilak did a great job, you know, game planning and putting our kids in position to be successful and eliminate Lonergan taking advantage of us.
Christian Files and Shadarian Harrison each got interceptions today. How big were those, and how big was it that you guys were able to capitalize on those interceptions?
Yeah, I mean, it's playing complementary football. There's times when we got turnovers and we didn't execute and we didn't take advantage of it, and we can go back and I can, you know, drudge through it all. But, that was the most impressive thing, is getting a short field, which we've had short fields early in the season and we didn't take advantage of it, whether you kick a field goal or get no points. And, that was huge today. I mean, two fumbles, two interceptions, I think, you know, you're plus four. You can win a lot of football games when you're, you know, in the pluses as far as turnover margin goes.
Coach Whitehead, Cubs came into this game averaging 37.5 points per game. Your defense helped them to 7. How were you so effective with minimizing the scoring?
You know, I think, again, it comes down to execution. I mean, you know, we can talk about the good calls. I always say this, coaches, you know, our job is to make the calls and put you in position to make plays, and then the players go make it. You know, I didn't make a tackle today. I didn't get an interception. I didn't block anybody. I didn't catch or throw the ball. But our players, you know, our players make plays. And, again, you know, we focus all week. We talked about pounding the rock and just continue to pound it. It's going to eventually break. And our kids, you know, got the message. And, again, I'm just proud of our kids. They, lessons from the last couple weeks paid off today.
Three passes for Mason. You put the ball in his hands a lot. I mean, did you go into this game knowing you could do that with him, or did he show you something?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't ever go into a game thinking you're just going to run it. And, oh, gosh, no. I mean, we wouldn't have put him in there at that spot as a starting quarterback if we didn't think he could throw it 41 times and complete whatever he completed. I mean, we knew what we were doing. And a great job by Coach Bell and the offense staff. We're playing the odds, and again, I think we're three for three on fourth down. It comes down to execution, and our guys making plays. I mean, it's what we do, and that's what I'm happy about. I mean, third down conversion, we were 1 of 10 a week ago, at least on third down, and we're over 50% today. And again, 100% on third down, regardless of what the distance was. It's execution. You know, we can sit there and say, I did a great job. Shoot, our kids made all the plays. I didn't do anything.
What did you say about Mason's? Just his efficiency. I mean, you guys scored on almost every drive that he was in, and, you know, perfect on fourth down conversions and just the better on third down conversions. So just his efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of what we saw. He's efficient, and, you know, even during camp, he didn't have reps with the ones. He wasn't playing with those number one wideouts. So he's got a lot of trust in those receivers, and he put the ball where it needed to be. He was very accurate in his passes, give our guys opportunities to make plays after they.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch it.
But in Mason, compared to past quarterbacks you've had over the years?
It's a great question. I reflected during the week of just, you know, going into making this decision. And, you know, last time we went with a starting freshman quarterback was last game of the season when we beat number two Miami, and it was Kenny Pickett. We think he's got that kind of ability. Again, one game doesn't define you. So he's got a lot of work to do. We got a big game this week against Florida State down in Tallahassee. It's stacking those wins and stacking, you know, the execution. So that's what it was. And again, we weaned Kenny into it. I remember going down to Virginia Tech and putting Kenny in the fourth quarter, and he mounted a comeback, and we just little by little did it. Mason, he works at it. He's a worker, and he was prepared, and he is prepared, you know, for that start today.
And after West Virginia, after Louisville, you told us that despite the losses, you felt like the goals of this team were still in front of you guys. Just after winning like this, it's one game, it's one week, but just how reinvigorating does it feel just getting a win like this in this fashion?
You know, I think it's just great for our locker room. Again, last two games prior to today, they didn't beat us. We beat ourselves. Today, we beat them. It was clearly a win. And again, it came down to execution. Our guys executed. I can't say it any longer. We've been talking about focus and effort and execution, and our guys executed today. And, you know, we gave those games away, and that's what's disappointing. Can't look back. We're looking forward to Florida State.
The last one. I asked you on Thursday about Kenny Johnson. What can you say about just that? It kind of seemed like there was a pretty good rapport there with Mason and Kenny. Was there a concerted effort to get him the ball, or they just kind of have something there?
No, it's just the same as last week, same as the week before. We were able to give him the ball. You know, it looks like 11 targets and 9 catches for 115 yards and a TD. I told him he's going to have over 100 yards, but just getting Kenny's a playmaker. He's one of our best wideouts, if not best. And, and again, it has nothing to do with like, oh, I like that guy, I'm going to throw it to him, or I like that guy. It's about getting them the ball when they're supposed to get the ball. We don't play any favorites. It's just, and Kenny made some great plays. Wish he had one more across the middle, one of those low throws again that we got to continue to work on. But he had a heck of a game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.